solo anchor, this is Anna Garrett.
Like, oh, I made it now, blah, 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 you know.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Hopefully funny enough to hear another episode.
I don't actually know what I'm saying.
Marketing, entertainment, tech, you know, all the fun stuff.
Hello, you. This is Anna Garrett, your host, and welcome to my podcast. Today, we are joined by the beautiful Daniela Miranda, the best guest on this show and the most prominent. She's always here. And she's my favorite guest, come on. And she's not really
Thank you.
She's more of a co-host. Daniela, how are you doing?
That was the longest introduction ever. I'm doing good, thank you.
I've noticed I'm saying more and more beautiful things every time.
Yeah, I noticed the usage of the word beautiful. This is the second introduction in a row I think you use it in.
Yeah, I mean, by I'll be saying, my loved one, Daniela, the sexiest woman on earth,
favorite
person,
my one and only.
Something like that.
Just
exactly.
A couple of ideas.
Yeah, we'll get there. You'll get there. So the plan for today and the topic for today is social media. We want to speak about social media more as a consumer than in the perspective of a brand, which is kind of crazy considering that we're marketers. And we said this quite a few times, you know, we study marketing to understand consumers when we were a consumer in the first place, and now we're not really consumers and we can't really think like normal consumers because we are part of brands and because we study brands. But
that's the fun part of studying marketing, is that you go further and further away from your goal the more you study.
Yeah.
Great.
And
lovely.
Like, people, you know, that study like the very analytical part of it, they lose the human part of it, or the ones that try to like develop very specific theories on it. It's crazy. But yeah, I guess the first thing that I like, to just get everyone on kind of an idea on how social media is going right now, I've got some statistics from Hootsuite and We Are Social, which are two very like popular companies in terms of data from social media. And what I'm going to tell you is the annual growth of social media users. And this is data from January 2018. So it's quite recent. And Daniela, do you have any guesses on which type of countries are having the most social media growth? I think you'll get there.
The most social media growth in the last couple of years?
Like it's year on year. It would be in like compare in comparison.
From last year.
Yeah.
The most social media growth. Wow, I feel stupid right now. I have no idea.
Well, even if I didn't see this, my guess would be, you know, emerging economies would be very social media. And I guess you know that too, right?
Yeah, because I think, do you see social media growing in Europe? Just a little, right? It was pretty big already.
So. Yeah. So let me get in deep detail. So the country, and this is kind of crazy, the country that has the most growth right now is Saudi Arabia, followed by India, which I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah,
and and then China. Okay. So Saudi Arabia, I think they would be growing a lot, but I wouldn't be guessing that it would be the top country. So it's a 32% growth, which is crazy if you think about it.
Wow.
A 32% growth. If you think like all the social media in Portugal, all of the people, like 32%. It's insane.
Yeah. It's crazy. Did you find any justification to that, or because I don't know enough about what's happening there?
I didn't try to know, but I'm not too familiar with Saudi Arabia. But in case of India, it's pretty obvious. Like there's so much technology growth that is happening there, and they're growing a lot on mobile, which is where social media grows. You know, so. Like growth in bandwidth and mobile usage, all of that, those are contributors to social
30%,
media.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, yeah. And to give you like kind of a comparison, for example, Portugal, we had 8% growth.
8%? That's still crazy, though. I wouldn't guess
8%.
that.
USA had 7%, UK had 5%, and here's what was very surprising to me. Germany got 15%.
People say Germany is very advanced, but I'll refrain from commenting on that.
I mean, but I would think that it would be less, right? That would be your guess too, that it would be a smaller growth. Because it would be more similar to USA, more similar to UK, but apparently it's growing a lot. I don't know why, and I don't know any reason for it, and I guess you do not as well, right?
I have no idea. I have
Yeah.
absolutely no idea. I don't really know what are the habits in terms of social media in Germany.
You don't know?
No. I don't even know like what people use. People who work with me aren't really German, mostly.
I had a German friend who was very into Snapchat. So I don't know if Snapchat is a thing in Germany. Did you see anything about that? You don't know.
I have no
okay.
idea. The only thing I can think of that might influence people using more social media in Germany is that Germany is really, really fast growing in terms of e-commerce. E-commerce in Germany is huge in comparison to Portugal, which is really the only other reality I know. In terms of e-commerce here, everything that you can think of, you can order. In Germany, something that's super normal is that you order from the online pharmacy. Like you have your medicine at your house the next day. Like this in Portugal, people aren't so comfortable with ordering things online. And it's super normal here for you to have really, really fast shipping time. It's really normal for people to use Prime. Prime has so much advertising going around, at least here in Berlin. And it's also very common for shops, as long as they have a website, to have free delivery. So I think the e-commerce growth in Germany might make people more mobile savvy and more internet savvy in general. And that might make them more likely to check social media more. Not sure.
Yeah, I see what you mean. And all the integrations that social media has now with e-commerce as well, that we've seen some, like Instagram now has, for example, when you click, like you can add like the little shopping icon where you identify items, those kinds of like features that are happening more and more on social media might be connected with what you just said. Daniela, do you feel like the way you have used social media has changed a lot in the past maybe 5 years?
Yeah, I have one example that I probably wouldn't like to share online, but I will for the sake of this podcast. I think meme accounts completely changed the way I use social media. Do you feel that? Sharing like memes either on Instagram or Facebook with your
and how do you,
friends.
How do you feel that has changed? You don't share them as much? Is that what
no,
you mean?
I share
or
them now a lot more than like 2 years ago. It was
okay.
a really good thing for
and
me.
Why do you think that?
I not only do I think this, I can prove it.
Why do you think you do that more?
It's just such an easy way to stay in touch with people. It's just, it's so comfortable to tag someone on something and saying, you don't even have to say something. They just know that it means this reminded me of you. I think you're going to find this funny. And it's, I'm really an optimistic person who likes to use social media for positive things. Sharing jokes is just so light and so positive, I think. So that really changed the way I use social media. I know some people use Facebook a lot for memes. I personally use Instagram a lot for it. I follow all the meme accounts.
Really? You follow me?
Yeah.
I don't follow any meme accounts.
I follow all
anywhere.
Of them. I think
like
they're
Facebook
hilarious.
Some, but on Instagram, I don't follow any because I hate them.
I'll be honest.
Let me rephrase why I say I hate them. Because, you know, I don't... I've shared this with you and we'll probably get more into that today, is that I want to have beautiful things on my Instagram dashboard. So I don't want to in like hot people and there's like beautiful landscapes and beautiful shoes and then suddenly there's a meme with like a stupid cartoon. So I don't want that For me,
Yeah.
it's just wasting time. Why are be I
To
don't
me,
know,
it's a waste
but
of time to look at beautiful photos because
you
I'm not a
see,
visual or artsy person.
but I think different. They inspire me, they make me happy. So that's why I don't have them. And then I already have enough memes that my friends share with me. So I'm not someone who would go to 9GAM scoring for memes. The only memes that I know are the ones that somehow make their way to me. I don't make myself like find them. That you know what I mean?
Not only do I love meme accounts, I'm really into understanding the business behind it, and I'm actually currently using some for work as
Oh
advertising,
yeah. That was a
which
big
is.
thing that I studied in masters, that we should be using more of these mimetic, whatever meme style, and the way internet works, the way the things, like, if you should, as a business, you should be thinking about the way people use social media and social platforms organically and try to do that with your business. So memes are one of the things that, trying to do something stupid on your social media account because people will do something with it. That would be something smart for a brand to do.
We're doing this in my job, and honestly, it's going great. It's not really that scalable because it's difficult to go to someone and say, "Hey, could you please make fun of our brand? We'll pay you for it." It's so difficult to force a joke like that, right? So it's good. It's not super scalable, but it's interesting to try, at least from a professional perspective, which I know is not what we're going for.
I get what you mean, yeah. And what social media platforms are you in right now? The ones that you're taking, like, the simple question would be, what social media apps do you have on your phone? Because if they're on your phone, you care about them in some way. So which one are
I think I only have Facebook and
they? Those are the only social media apps that you have on your phone. For real,
Instagram. Okay,
Daniela.
let me check. Oh,
Du,
Twitter.
du, 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 du. Oh, okay.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Really depends on what you consider social media. I have YouTube, but I
Well,
think
YouTube,
it's because you cannot erase it. Yes, exactly.
Don't you don't have LinkedIn?
No, I don't.
Ah, okay. Well, I have WhatsApp, but I mean
I
WhatsApp.
have WhatsApp if you consider it a social media.
I have Medium as well, but it's kind of a social media. But yeah, I was talking about like the main ones, like you said,
I'll
the
tell
big
you what
ones.
I have on my on my phone. I have the things that you cannot erase. I have Slack. I currently have Anchor, but it's just to record this. I don't use Anchor. I have the Gmail app, WhatsApp. Have Google Authenticator because I use it for work. Google Calendar, definitely better than the Android Calendar app. And then I have four financial apps. God knows. I think this is very work related. Have the Vodafone app, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapseed, very important one. I have Google
We recommend
Maps.
that. I've you like Daniela told me to download Snapseed, and I can honestly say it's a good one. I
It's a
recommend
good
it too.
one. I love it a lot more than the Lightroom app. But well, that's a whole other discussion. Have Maps, Uber. I have Google Translate because I live in Germany and I don't speak German. Have Cartigo. And I have this really cool app called Send Anywhere. Have you used it?
Send what?
Send Anywhere.
Sent anywhere.
Yeah, it's so good. It's this app to just share files. And you can share like whatever size files, I think. At least I didn't find a limit. And basically, you don't have to add the person's email or number. All you do is you create the file on the app and you generate a code. And then the other person that wants to receive the file just adds the same code on the app.
Okay,
And
okay. I use WeTransfer and I send the link to people.
yeah, but then you have to download it. Here, you don't.
What do you mean you don't have to? Oh, because it's
It
already
stays on
like
the app.
in the app. Ah, okay, all
Yeah,
right.
it's great. I love it. And besides that, I have Netflix, actually. And that is it.
Do you
Not
watch
sure
Netflix
why I have Netflix.
on your mobile phone? Because I
No,
don't.
I'm deleting it right now. I think it's
Okay. Digital detox
I
episode.
download Netflix when I travel, but no, I don't really need it on my phone.
And now that you are going through your apps, I actually want to show you, you know, my apps too. Let's go through it quite quickly. But yeah, so Facebook, WhatsApp, LinkedIn, Instagram, Messenger, and Spotify. And those are the ones on my first page. And those are the ones that I use every single day. So Facebook, every single day I'll log in. Like in the morning, the first thing I do when I wake up is log into Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Messenger, and Twitter. Twitter is actually on the other page. But yeah, every single day in the morning I do that. And then basically at lunch and then at night, that's what I'm doing.
Is it the first thing you do in the morning?
Yeah. Wake up, get my phone, do
you
that.
Have any hard feelings about that? Because there's a lot of people who say it's really bad.
That you
the first thing you do in the morning is check your social media. I really have nothing against it. It makes me wake up so much calmer.
Yeah, because you're like, I don't even have to wake up already. I can spend like 10 minutes going through my social media and I'm still like answering people and looking at news and stuff. So yeah, I agree with you. It kind of chills my morning. And because of the very blue, bright light, it makes me wake up.
I get people that say you shouldn't do it at night. Like the last thing before you go to sleep shouldn't be checking your social media. I get that. But in the morning?
I do that. And then and then the ones that I might be checking more regularly during the day would be Messenger, because if I receive like a very urgent message, I will text someone back. Otherwise, I will probably ignore them until I feel like I should answer. Don't you know that feeling when you're super lazy? You're like, okay, I don't want to answer you right now. It happens to me a lot. Oh, and then same with Instagram, I'm receiving quite a lot of
not
messages.
Lazy. It's when the message isn't interesting enough, I think.
Yeah, true, true. Like if it's the right person, you will answer instantly, right? Then a couple of other like apps that are just in your phone, and then Anchor, Medium. I also go to Medium every single day, and then a couple of other apps to like check balance. I have Clue, and then WeChat, Mixer, which is like the competition of Twitch in terms of like gaming live streaming. I actually have Twitch as well. I use it as a way to kind of check the influencers I'm working and to see what kind of content they're posting. And I have Discord, which is kind of like Slack, but for gamers. I have FocalMark, which I share with you. It's kind of an app to check hashtags. And then Snapseed, you've talked about it, and I use it too. And that's basically it. So I try to make sure that each app that I have here, I use it, and I use it frequently. Otherwise, you know, if I use it once a year, I might as well, like, delete it and only install it when I need to. That's how I think about apps. But what would you say it's your favorite, like, social media platform, Daniela?
I think my favorite is Instagram, but if you were to ask me,
I'm asking you as a consumer. We should make sure as a consumer.
Yeah, my favorite as a consumer is Instagram, but if I had to quit Instagram or Facebook, I would probably quit Instagram because Facebook's more useful.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Then why are you saying Instagram is your favorite, though?
I like
if it's not the most
better.
Useful.
I like Instagram better, but Facebook is more almost like in terms of being a necessity, right?
It's like a survival app.
I don't need Instagram for anything. It's plain entertainment. While Facebook,
and you like it, you
really
feel
handy.
Good while scrolling.
Yeah.
You like what you see there. The platform is simple. There's not too much clutter in terms of features. That's what I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I would agree. I would say Instagram. And especially these last months, I've been focusing a whole lot on Instagram. And those of you that follow me on Instagram and see my Instagram stories, I think you can definitely see how much I've been focusing on Instagram. And one of the things that I wanted to talk with you is Instagram stories. So what is your opinion on Instagram stories?
I love stories. I love vertical video as a whole. I think it
Yeah,
should
I
be.
know that.
I think there's
You
a
think it
lot.
should be a thing?
It is a thing, but I think there's more potential to it that hasn't been explored.
Yeah, exactly.
I prefer, I use the stories, I would say, like, if you look at how I use Instagram, stories are like at least 80% of it. I don't really go through the feed. To me, when I go on Instagram, 80% of my time is seeing stories, and then like
Ah,
10% is
okay.
seeing my feed, and
Gotcha.
10% is seeing Discover.
Okay. Oh, you even go to Discover is already good. Most of the
I go
times
to
I don't even go
Discover
to
like every
Discover.
day. I go to Discover as often, I think, as I check my feed.
Do you feel like when you go to Discover, you actually end up following some accounts, or is just mostly
No.
just, one picture and you, oh, that's cool, funny.
I use a lot the city location-based thing on the stories on Discover. So like the what appears to me is when I click Discover, the first story that appears is Berlin. So I just go through all the Berlin stories, and that's how I find out of like cool events or restaurants or things like that that I just save or
Very interesting.
screenshot. I find that very, very cool.
And what about the people that you do follow on and that use Instagram stories? Do you go, how many would you say do you go? Do you check like the first five Instagram stories,
No, I check
like
all the
first five
stories
people, everyone
from everyone.
you follow?
No, I might not
How?
check all of your stories. So if you have like five different things in your stories at once,
Oh,
if I
you'll
don't
go
like the
through
first one,
everyone.
no. If I don't like the first one, I might skip to the next person, but I see everyone's story
Really?
every time I go on Instagram. Yeah.
Wow.
I love stories.
Well, I guess the explanation for me is that you probably don't follow that many brands, because if you did,
No, I
you
don't
wouldn't
follow
be seeing
any.
everyone every Instagram stories, because one of the brands that uses Instagram stories a lot, and I think they use it well, is Spotify. But I would say that Spotify posts too many Instagram stories, but the ones they do, they post it well, and they actually make me want to use the platform more. So, for example, they might show, behind the scenes of an artist talking about their album, or like sneak peeks of a new music video, or just Taylor Swift released a new vertical video for Delicate. They showed it there, and that's how I found out about it. So I do think it's good for Spotify, but they do just post so many. When someone goes, this used to be very common on Snapchat. Someone would go to a party, and the next day there's like 20 stories for you to see. That's Spotify on Instagram stories. So I end up not seeing all of them, but I do see some, and the ones that I see, they're generally good. But yeah, I definitely do not see everyone else's stories, and I'm much more of a person who would see less people but see the complete set of stories. Although obviously I skip some if I think they're boring, or if they're like out of nowhere, I will stop. But I definitely do not see. I maybe see the first five or six people that show up.
You're just biasing your own feed. Because if you
Because I don't
see,
care about other people's stories. You
you
know
don't
how many
know.
bad stories there are.
You don't
So
know. You
I
might care
check
about
for
more
the
than five
people.
people.
Am I in the first five people that show up in your Instagram stories?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I know every time that you post a story, you're the first person that shows up online. So that's what I was asking.
You're the first, but if you're not the first, you're very close to it.
Yeah. That's good enough for me. That's good
Good.
enough for me.
Good.
But how are you using Instagram stories?
What do you mean?
I know you post stuff on Instagram stories, and I'm asking you how you use it. Do you just share random stuff that you feel like it's not valuable enough to put on an actual Instagram photo,
It's worse than
or
that. It's even less studied than that. I know that
okay, so
you
let me
have
know.
kind of a social media strategy because you work in social media, you kind of
Yeah,
apply everything to your own and
yeah.
think about how you make your stories, I am the complete opposite. It's not even like, oh, this isn't good enough to put on my feed, I'll put it on my stories. No. If it's vertical, it's on the stories. If it's horizontal, it's on the feed.
And if it's videos, I guess. If it's videos, you will definitely put it on.
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of things do you share there? From what I've seen, I think it's generally like your pets, and stuff like work related.
Yeah, and I would share like the same kind of things that I would text if I didn't have stories, the same kind of things that I would text my friends about, I think.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, okay. Yeah. That you would send personally, like send like just like some people, you know, some people send Instagram stories straight to someone.
I do too.
That's what you would
I do.
You do?
I do that a lot.
Don't do it with me. Kidding.
No,
I don't use that a lot, so that might be a reason why you don't do that with me again.
Yeah, but I do it a lot with people from work.
Ah, really?
Yeah, because I have a lot of people from work on Instagram that I don't have anywhere else.
Okay, I see.
I can't really explain
it. You speak to them there. No, I totally get it. I think it has to do with the way the relationship was built at the time. In which platform did you build this relationship on? And then you end up using that. Because you know how you have specific friends that they're from way back when, and you used to text them, and now you always text them, and there are friends that at the time you were using Messenger, and they were using Messenger too, so you just talk to them on Messenger, and there are others that the whole relationship, you started talking to them because maybe it was on Instagram, or just they don't have Messenger, and that's the only platform that you speak to them on, because otherwise it would just become a mess. And it is already a mess. You might be familiar for the people that you speak a lot to. So, for example, in your case, your boyfriend and me and your family, you probably speak to us in multiple platforms. And you know how it is a mess, right? Sometimes you're like, where did I say this? Did I say this on Facebook, or I sent it to you there or there? So it already becomes quite a mess with the most, like, close people to you. So if you did that with everybody else, it would be just crazy to manage.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I guess the tendency is to use as less apps as possible. At least I know that's how you think, and that's how I think as well, is to try to get as many people, to try to get yourself speaking to the same people on the same platforms as much as possible. So it's productive, so it's a good communication, I guess.
But then again, to me, social media is very much based on sharing. So if I see something on Instagram that I want to share with someone, I share it there. If I see something on Facebook that I want to share with someone, I share it on Facebook.
Yeah, you just share that. Yeah, exactly. So that's how I do it too.
But then that actually brings me to the feature I was talking about before that I noticed on Facebook, that now if you tag someone in the comments of something, it says, do you want to send this through Messenger? Actually, it doesn't say that.
Yeah.
It says it's sending through Messenger. And if you don't want to do it, you have to deselect it.
I know, yeah.
I am very confused about this feature.
The same on Instagram. I think they removed it. But before, if for example, if in a comment I would say at Daniela and then wrote something, it wouldn't make a comment on the photo, but it would message you the content from the photo, with which I see where they're going with it.
I don't.
But that's not why I wanted to do it, you know? I guess they want to make it more personal and more intimate.
What's the point of a social media app trying to put more info into messaging?
I think what they want to do is build closer relationships. So imagine if for example, you saw a meme and you write at Anna, oh, look, this meme is cool. Probably I will just answer, ha, 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 yeah, cool. But if you send it through messaging, probably there's going to be a lot more conversation onto it. And that's what they want, right? They want you to use the app as much as possible. And if it's through instant messaging, probably I'm going to send you maybe another meme back, or I'm going to say something more developed than I would in a comment. So I guess that's where they're going with it. That would be my guess.
Mm-hmm. It sounds weird, and like from a branding, not from a branding, but from an advertising perspective. But well,
we had ads on Messenger too, so it's not like IM is not a place for ads. Not anymore. It is.
Yeah, that's true. So,
and what about the social media platform that you like the least and that you don't even care out of the big ones? Snapchat. Okay, but Snapchat is that.
No, it's not.
But for most of us, it is. If you speak to any of the influencers, they will say Snapchat is that.
Really? I don't have that perception here at all. I still see a lot of people using Snapchat. My company is doing a lot of Snapchat ads right now.
It's a Germany thing. I'm pretty sure it's a Germany thing. Because if, for example, Casey Neistat, he said Snapchat was dead. Like a lot of like the top YouTubers.
Yeah, Gary V said Anchor was the next big thing. We really have to stop listening to them. They're not the consumer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but they do have a big power over it.
Yeah,
if someone
sure.
With Anchor, obviously it's not the big thing that everyone hoped to be. At least by now. It's still early, but at least by now. But the thing is, Gary said it was the next big thing, and truth is, he did bring a lot of people to the platform.
Yeah,
like a lot of people. So they do have a big influence over you entering the platform. I'm just not so sure if they do have that much of an influence to make you quit a platform, right?
I think people like Gary, they really move the first movers, the first adopters of a product. Namely, the marketing people who really want to find out about the next big social media platform. But those people, like us, aren't the influencers of the world that they should be converting somehow. So does it really matter that everyone who works in marketing or anything similar started using Anchor because of Gary Vee? No, it's like no one trusts us for anything, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure if I got what you were saying.
Because, like, if it's not important, it's not super important that Gary Vee is influential in terms of telling you what the next big app is going to be. It doesn't matter that a lot of people started using Anchor because of him, because those people are not the people who can really kickstart the app.
Okay. I see what you mean, because they're mostly bringing like the marketers, the people that are influenced by Gary Vee, not necessarily the users, just the general people who like to consume this content, right? And that's what makes a platform. It's the users, and you know, you just have to have both. And he's just bringing the content makers, but not bringing the content seekers. Gotcha. And we've spoke a lot about we were talking about Instagram and saying like, do we even follow brands on Instagram and stuff? So what I wanted to ask you, I'm going to go through a couple of like industries, and I'm going to check what's your opinion on what platforms these companies should be in.
Okay.
So for example, fashion, what do you think are the main social media platforms for fashion brands?
I think Instagram might be big there because the consumer scroll through a website even not buying anything. And Instagram is just a good copy of that. That is it.
So you said just Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay, Instagram. All right. What about, I think in fashion, there's like a little niche that could be Pinterest. For example, wedding dresses or like very specific occasion events for that kind of fashion, maybe Pinterest.
Is so specific. Pinterest works really well in some industries, but it's so specific, so difficult to get there. I once had an interview for a job that I then actually refused for something that had to do with plastic surgeries, digital marketing for them. And that is the greatest area, the greatest industry ever for Pinterest, because it's
really
all based on before and after photos. If you want to do plastic surgery, what you do is you put up your own board. It could be like a private board, doesn't even have to be public, with before and after pictures.
Interesting. So
then you click it and you go to their page. This was mind-blowing for me. I never thought of it. Because to them, their biggest social media platform was Pinterest and then Instagram.
Yeah. I totally see where you're going. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Then tech, the tech industry. I think tech might be the one that is most universal in terms of social media, where most brand, if you have a tech brand, you probably should be in almost all of this of the main social media platforms. Yeah. But what do you say?
Probably mostly Facebook, because it's more generic, right?
Yeah, but you don't only have to pick one. We can pick multiple ones, but yeah.
But to me, you know that to me, it's so weird for brands to be on social media. So already picking one is a stretch. But I think tech, if you're really nerdy and you're funny nerdy, and you can be funny nerdy, then Twitter, for
Twitter,
sure.
Twitter, yeah. That's what I was going to say, Twitter, yeah.
But
for like tech, unless it's like hardware, and it's pretty hardware, so beautiful hardware like Apple, like there, maybe you could go to Instagram. Otherwise, what kind of stuff you're going to post on? You don't have that much content. What about mass consumer goods? This one, it got me thinking a while, because I don't believe I follow any mass consumer goods brands on any social media. And by mass consumer goods, I mean like,
yeah.
I don't know, Danone or L'Oreal, you know?
I was thinking L'Oreal, but I have an opinion on it. I don't follow them, but there's something I say quite regularly at work and that I kind of live by in work, that is, I think, mostly because of what I do for a living, but I think that employer branding is some of the best branding that you can do. It's very, very likely that I buy something because I would like to work for that brand.
Mm-hmm.
It really influences me a lot. So
I agree.
I think some of those brands might really profit from showing things from an employer branding perspective, like what it is like to work here, and here's testimonials from our employees, and not in a sense of we're going to get applicants from this, but in a sense of everyone's going to see this and think we're really cool, so they're going to remember us later. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with you partially, but is it just in our bubble though? It might be, because if you think about it, you know, we're very career driven. We obviously think of jobs as a big part of our life. We enjoy looking at companies, understanding how they work and everything. But for someone who is like, for example, a teacher, someone who works at...
Who doesn't want to work at L'Oreal? We don't. But that's our bubble.
Uh-huh.
Everyone who doesn't know it, everyone who's not in the industry looks up to L'Oreal, like working there must be great.
I don't know. For example, L'Oreal, I think for us, like me, you, and a lot of people from Ishkde want to work at L'Oreal because we've seen a lot of cool people going to work at L'Oreal, and we know them as being a big brand and a big company and a good company to work for.
I think the L'Oreal brandstorm really... Did you see what they're doing with the brandstorm this year?
No, I do not. I don't know.
It's what is salon it? Of the future.
Ah.
It's really, really interesting.
Yeah. Well, I love those types of contests. If they're really, really challenging, and if they're really, like, futuristic, I very much enjoy them. I think they're very cool projects. You know, just rethinking a whole industry for me is very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
But for mass consumer goods, if you think about it, like, I don't think I've ever bought any brand in terms of mass consumer goods because of social media, right?
Not because of their social media, yeah. Because of ads and because of influencers, sure.
Influencers, maybe, yeah, for example, like, obviously, like, stuff for hair, but that's kind of confusing it with beauty and lifestyle and stuff. But the thing, like, you know, deodorant or cheese, that kind of stuff, you just buy it because, I guess, you either already know the brand. And why do you know the brand? Because they have ads everywhere, not just online. And the ones that you see are probably not most online, but like billboards and TV. And because your parents already bought it, I think mass consumer goods, they are very much affected in terms of influencers in your own group of friends and family. Mm-hmm. For example, milk. Unless you're someone who very much cares about their own health and, for example, you don't want to have actual milk, you would rather drink soy milk and or you would rather have almond drinks or stuff, you would probably just drink the milk that your parents always bought because that's the one that you're used to it. Or butter or crackers or something. You just bought what you're used to it because your parents already bought it. You don't think so?
That applies to me because I'm living somewhere where none of the brands are the same as where my
friends are. Okay.
No
okay,
idea.
Okay.
I agree with you.
Okay, but for example, if in my case, for example, yeah. I buy Mimosa in terms of like milk products because my parents always bought Mimosa. So I know it. I think it's good. I'm used to it, so I buy Mimosa. Or, I don't know, I think it very much is influenced by the products that your parents already bought.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it also has to do with how much influenced are you by them and how much are you worried about the products that you buy. Because if you're someone who doesn't really care about the products, then yeah, you're going to buy what everybody else buys. You're going to buy what the big brands are. But if you're someone who is very careful about the products that they consume, including the mass consumer goods, then you would be more careful with which brands you're choosing. That's mm-hmm. my guess. Okay, to the next industry, which I think it's pretty obvious as well, like art, decor, and housing.
Pinterest.
Yeah, Pinterest and Instagram. But Pinterest is a big thing.
Not for
you
housing.
Don't think so?
Do you see housing on Instagram?
No, I mean like, for example, like decoration brands.
No.
Like have like furniture, cool stuff, design, no?
How do you get to them on Instagram? I'm in the process of furnishing my house. I couldn't find any inspiration from Instagram and that I found a lot on Pinterest.
Okay.
How do you find them?
I don't think you find them because of Instagram. You already follow them because you really like them. But then again, are there any like,
I don't really
in terms of like furniture, in terms of furniture, are there any like brands that you really love in terms of furniture? I only see one and it's IKEA. Anything else? It's
what?
Just furniture to me. Are there any other furniture brands that you really care about?
Yeah, I know I follow on social media. Actually,
let me know.
Once again, because I'm furnishing my house, I wouldn't follow them in any other period of my life. I follow
mm-hmm.
West Elm.
Mm-hmm.
And I follow this one that I can't remember the name, Wayfair.
Okay, I've heard about it, that one, yeah.
But
you said you're only following them because of the period that you are right now in your house, in your life, because you're, yeah, okay. That's interesting. And then last, I would say B2B, but B2B is very general, but what do you think?
It's a difficult topic, very much employer branding focused.
I think it's much more than just B2B. I think it has more to do with what B2B are you doing, because you could do B2B in a lot of industries, but I would say mainly Twitter and LinkedIn. LinkedIn first, LinkedIn and Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Daniela, do you think that brands, do you feel like what you've seen so far, that brands are in way more social media than they should?
Yes. go back into like fast-moving consumer goods, I think what makes sense is that you use influencers. And when someone sees a post from an influencer, your brand is tagged there. Because it's much
so you're
more
using social media, but not in your own channels. That's what you mean, right?
No.
No?
What I mean is that if an influencer tags you, the user is much more likely to click your profile and check your profile than they are to click a link to your, well, first of all, it doesn't allow links, but then they are to check your website, right? If you see a story where swipe up to go to a website of L'Oreal, or you can click L'Oreal and see their profile and find more information about their product on there.
That's what I said. You're using social media, but not through your own channels, through the Instagrammers' channels.
It's not the same, because I think some brands don't need to do that at all. They just need to use the influencers, while other brands can really profit, especially if buying that product is a whole decision and you want to know more about, for example, in the case of L'Oreal, the ingredients, perhaps, then it's much easier to redirect them to your page than to the website. So your page is like a second website. While other brands, where the purchase is faster, they don't really need that.
So for someone who's starting out on a business or something, what do you think are the main things that they should think about when choosing what social media platform their brand should be in?
I'm really into just testing, right? So I think it does make sense for brands to, if they can, start trying out everything, and wherever they feel the most engagement, just stay there and don't waste your time on the others.
But don't you think they should start small? Like start by one platform and then like start growing? Because that's what I've seen most like marketers advocating on, like starting small, starting on one social media platform that you feel comfortable on, and then start building your portfolio and start going to more social media platforms.
If
you don't think
really
so,
good at Instagram and you're not really good at Facebook, then go for Instagram, because you're more likely to perform well there. But if it's the same for you, then it's not that many social media platforms that we're looking at here. Just start with Facebook and Instagram, because they're the biggest, I think, probably in your location. But you could look at others, I guess. And wherever you just see the most thing, you just look at the numbers, right? And of course, it can be biased by you, by the type of content that you're posting on each. But that's just teaching you, if it is biased, that's just teaching you that you're better at that one. Might not have to do with your brand, but it has to do with yourself. So while you're still the person managing the social media channels, then it's better to do what you're good at. So it's not really easy to bias it.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah. My advice would be, you know, like you said, test it out. But it's not, I think it's the numbers, but not just the numbers of like the engagement you're having with the app and with the platform itself, but also taking a look at, you know, what social media platforms work in that market and in that country. Because, for example, in Portugal, I wouldn't advise anyone to start off on Twitter at all, right? If your market is Portugal, like Twitter is not that popular. So I wouldn't advise that. And I think you also, it would be good advice to see what other brands are doing. Because if generally these types of, for example, if tech brands are generally on social media A and B, then maybe you should be on A and B, right? Yeah. Not necessarily, but that would be a good way to see it as well. And just put yourself in the consumer's shoes. And I guess what Daniela has said a lot as well is, it's not just because it's beautiful to see on the dashboard or beautiful to see whatever, but to think, how is this ever going to lead to a purchase in the end, right? Because sometimes clearly a brand could be doing Instagram, but are they ever going to profit from this? Are you going to buy something from them just because their Instagram is beautiful and because you like their content on Instagram? I think especially for us marketers is a very thin line, because we obviously appreciate how a certain brand does and is a social media platform in particular. And we might think, oh, they do this social media platform so well, they're so creative and blah, blah, blah. But does that really translate into sales, right?
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't have said it better myself.
Guys, this was it. And thank you so much for listening to this episode. Daniela, let us know what your social media are. And let's get over this quickly.
So you can follow me on Instagram at DanielaTPR, or you can find me easily on LinkedIn if you're a good stalker.
In my case, the social media that I would recommend to keep in touch with me would be Instagram and Twitter at AnnaRLGuerra. And yeah, I post on Instagram stories every single day, so that would be the best way to keep up with what I'm doing. And the same with Daniela, she also posts quite often. And that's it, guys. See you on the next episode. Bye
guys.